daf is Masechet Zvachim. We're holding a daf Lamed Dalet, about a quarter of the way down, at the words Gufa. So, if you recall basically what happened over here is we had a machlokas yesterday that we brought up Agav, the essential point, which was what exactly is Reish Lakish learning out from the Hekesh of B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga, Ve'al HaMikdash Lo Tavo, which we initially said one approach had been that he was learning out and that Bia B'miktsas, Ishma Bia, from the comparison to Negia. And then we had the claim that actually this was a complete misunderstanding, and that Reish Lakish was really learning out from the Isser of Achilat Basar Kodesh, and that it's only Metumat Taguf, because it has to be talking about a case where there's a Netilat Neshama, and that led us to the question of, so then how do you explain the fact that Reish Lakish is also able to use this Basak about eating a Tomei who eats Basar Kodesh before Zrikas Adam, that since over there can't possibly be a Chiyuv Karet, because it has to be called Tahor Yochal Basar before it's V'nichrata HaNefesh that eats it B'tumat HaGuf, and so we said he had an extra limud from B'chol Kodesh, that includes even before Zrikas Adam. Rabbi Yochanan argued, because he was based on the entire Braita that Bardala had said, and he was basing everything on the Gzeirah Shava of Tumato by Achilas Basar Kodesh B'tumat to Tumato bi Isser Tamei LaMikdash, and that was all based on the comparison of the V'nichrata in both cases, since there is no V'nichrata in the case of the Echila before Zrikat Adam, there was no possible way for us to end up really understanding, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how there could be a Azhora for somebody who is a Tamei Shachar Basar Kodesh V'nei Zrikas Adam. Because of that, he said, there is no Azhora. And that was the machloka that we said yesterday. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not loke if you eat before the Zrikat Adam. But today we want to go into that a little bit more. Says the Gemara Gufa, Tamei she'achal basar kedesh, lifnei zrika. Reish Lakish omer loke, Rabbi Yochanan omer eino loke. So now, Abaya wants to explain that the machlokas of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is basar tahor, where the only problem is that the guy who was eating the basar was eating b'tumat haguf. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, since the entire basis of the Isser would be the Gzeirah Shava is the only azhara for Tamei eating basar kedesh, where the basar kedesh is tahor, it has to be dafka, the type of thing that would be an onesh kares, and therefore was not referring to bifnei zrikas damim, which did not have an onesh kares. But, continues Abaye, you should know that in a case where the tohar was eating and the basar was tamei, so bitumat basar, then divrei hakol loke. That's a different law. Everybody is made there that there certainly there is malchus, because the Omar Mar, we darshan the Pasik, this is the Rashi has the word Mar, Rahabasara Shiiga Bechol Tamei Lo Yeachel Ba'esh Yisarev, and we understand that that Vehabasar that is referred to in the continuation, Vehabasar Kol Tohor Yochal Basar, which is very strange grammatically. So how do we take that Vehabasar? That we take as adding a whole new extension to the concept of basar. And this comes to tell me that even the Eitzim, Lurabot Eitzim, the Eitzim that are on the Maracha of the Mizbeach, and normally Eitzim cannot be Makabel Tuma at all. They're just simply, they're not a Kli, and they're not Eichlin. And Livona, which is a part of a mincha, but it's not edible. It's frankincense. It's meant for burning. It can't be eaten. So those things, l'chora, could not be included in the din of Tuma. And yet, for some reason, the Torah is including them with that extra word, that anything that is the equivalent of the basar on the mizbeach, even though it itself is not basar, so it's wood or it's levona, or lavnei achilaninu, nonetheless, the Torah is specifically calling them the equivalent of basar to make them shayach to Kabbalat Tuma, despite the fact that that seems almost magical, since Kabbalat Tuma is dependent on something having the chashivut of an ochlin. And why is that? Because the concept over here is that the desire, the chavivut of Kodesh, gives them the equivalent chashivut of being an actual foodstuff, and therefore something which is not royal achila, but because people have such a respect and desire for inyanim of kedusha, it gives them a chashivus of ochlin, and because of that, it can take that which is not an ochlin and turns it into the equivalent of basar, and also There's another halach over here, and that is that it's true legabe. This is according to Rabbi Chananel. There's two inyanim. First of all, it's called ochven bechlal. But besides that, it's also machshir. So in other words, normally something would have to have been exposed. The foodstuff needs to be exposed to a machshir, mashke of some kind, one of the shiva mashkin. But chibat, and only then is it considered to be a fully edible foodstuff. But vehabasar comes to tell me that the very fact that something is kodesh and has that chashivut is the equivalent of a full hechsher for tumah. And that includes now the etzim and the levona, and it's machshir them to be considered to be ochel mamash. Now, if that's the case, then certainly you would not claim that true oichlin meat, it's just that it's before the zrikas adam, is going to be less included than a piece of wood or a piece of levona. And so there, where you're talking about the tumad basar, since the Torah has added even etzim and levona, there's certainly no question that you don't need a matir b'achila, because eitz is b'chlal not shayach to achila, nor is levina, and they don't have such a concept even of matir. So real basar is not going to be worse than that. That is also, by the way, the shita over here of the Tosfos that holds that it's not sufficient to give it a din of a hechsher. It's only sufficient to give it a din of the foodstuff that is roy to be makabel tumah. But that's not the point. The point here is that clearly, says Abaya, there's no way that they could be arguing about tumah. Bus. They're only arguing of achila of basatar, but tumataguf. Whereas Rava says, you're right about the first part, that the machlokas of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is certainly talking about basar kedesh, which is tahar, that someone who has betumat haguf ate, but you're completely wrong about the second part. In the other direction, where a tahar was eating basar, which was tameh, then everybody is indeed agreed, except they're indeed agreed that ain't a loke. Divrei HaKol eino loke, that there is definitely no, even according to Rish Lakish, there's definitely no lav, and therefore there's no malchus, and the reason for that is, my taima, kima de lo karina, since there is no way to take this basar, which is lifnei zrika, and say now that if somebody ate it now, bituma, there's no way to read the next words, which are v'tumato alav v'nichrata, where over there we understand, as we said before, that only la'achar zrika, if kol tahor yochal basar, then the person who eats v'tumato alav v'nichrata. So since I cannot apply that to it, I also cannot apply to it lo karina be the issue that was said in the previous pasuk, which is v'habasar shi'igabachol tamei lo yechel, because they're all interrelated. And therefore, if the mekor of the issue, where the basar is tamei, and that's habasar shi'igabachol tamei lo yechel, is linked to this din of that same basar, which would be a chiyuv karet, that would be eaten only after zrikat adam, would be a chiyuv karet. And we don't have a ribuy over there to talk about b'chol kodesh lo tigah. So from the fact that these psukim are all put one next to each other, we see that the iser for a Torah to eat basar kodesh tameh is only in the same exact circumstances now, where we would have it vice versa. The tameh would eat basar kodesh tahor would be chayav karet, and we're all agreed over here. You're certainly not going to be chayav karet. Even Rish Lakish, there was never an indication. Otherwise, the only thing we had was that there was an azhara. But over here, it's linked specifically to the chayav karet. Therefore, I say, in principle, Abaya, you're right, but in what it is that you've determined, they've agreed upon, you're completely backwards. Now, the Gemara asks on Rava from what we just said before, because it certainly seemed very reasonable when Abaya said, Veha basar, kol tahor yochal basar, if that's coming to tell me, Rabot, v'omar marva basal, Rabot etzim, ulevona, and they, even that is going to be included in the Isser of eating betuma. Kosher came basar lifnei zrikas dam. I mean, Abaya said something that made a great deal of sense. So how do we explain that? Answers the Gemara, because when it comes to eating, the Isser of achila is talking about when we're saying there would be an Isser to take etzim levona and a tmeim. That's talking about achmayaskina gon chiketshu bikli. That's only where klisharis was mekadesh them. So let's say you cut the etzim with a kli isharis. You took them off of the mizbeach inside of the shovel, which is one of the klisharid. You put the levona already in the bezichem for the lechem. Those are cases where there would be actual Kedushas HaGuf. That over there, Nasa Kamisha Korvu Komatirav. That is the equivalent of having the Kedusha, because that's all there is to do with it, you see. And that's the equivalent of having the Zrikas Adam. Basar, after the Zrikas Adam, then becomes the same as the Levaina that had been put into the Bezichei Levaina, or that becomes the same as the Eitzim that had been put into a Klisharis to on the Mizbeach, or to take them off of the Mizbeach. Because the Klal is, you see, it's not Koshi Yeshlo Matirim, things that actually have Matirim, let's say a mincha, or the boss that we're talking about over here, are only usr, they have the isser, tuma, only mishakarvu matirav. But kosher einlo matirin, such as, let's say, the komets itself, the levaina, or the eitzim that we're saying over here, the moment that it kodesh bakli, that's what gives them the isser of eating betumah. So there you go. It makes perfectly good sense, says Rava, despite what it is that Abaye was medayeg. It still makes sense to say that indeed eitzim and levaina are more chomor because they're korav komatirav once they're kodesh bekedushas kli. So now there is one additional thing where we have a similar iser that is like the korbanos, and that is over here a din of ma'ale every behemah tmeya. We've been talking about achila. We talked about achila before zrika, achila lacher zrika. But how about if you bring the evorim of a behemah tmeya? So let's say you bring a horse on the mizbeah. The question is, what is that the equivalent of? Rish Lakish Amar Loke, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loke. Rish Lakish says, look, it says, Adam ki akriv michem. Mina beima, mina bakar, mina tzot akrivat korban achem. So that means, mina beima, that's a behima Torah, like bakar vatzon, then yin. Tmeya lo. And that's coming to tell me that it's this and only this. That implies that you can't do it any other way. And that's a lava b'mechlala say. And according to Reish Lakish, even though it's only a lava b'mechlala say, nonetheless, he holds that that's still a lav. And you would get malchus for a lav like that. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, since the makor of the Yisr is a diak in a mitzvah say, and that is over here, Adam kiakri mechem, therefore, it's a lav haba mechalal asay ve'in lokin alav. Shalav the ba mechalal asay in general ein lokin alav. Basi Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya asks now from a brisa. Brisa is addressing over here a behema and a list of behemas that are mutar ba'achila. So it says over there kol mafreset parsa v'shosa shosa ba'behema tzon and so forth. Ota tochelu. Ota tochelu is a mitzvah tasei. In other words, that you can eat. Implications, but not anything else but that. So that means otat achilu velo beima tmeah. And lava b'mechlal asei. Whoops. Asei. So that there's no malchus on it. And only in the next pasuk where it says v'tzelo tochlu, that is the lav. But a lava b'mechlal asei is ein lokin alav. So how do you explain then Reish Lakish claiming lava b'mechlal asei lokin alav? Omalei Rabbi Yaakov, the Rabbi Yirmiya bar Tachlifa, let me explain to you over here the machlokas. Asber lecha, if we're talking about the evorim of a behemah tmeya, even Reish Lakish is mode kuli amalo plige, that of course it's only a lava b'meklal asay, there's only an asay, and there's no malchus, ain't like it. Ki plige, what we're arguing about over here is a chaya, a kosher chaya, but a chaya, let's say like a deer. And the way to understand the machlokes where Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan omer over ba'asei. That's the question. And Reish Lakish omer eino over ba'velo klum. The issue isn't legabi malchus. The issue is whether the usur asei is even chal on a chayah or it's only chal on the other types of behemoth. That's the question. So the fact is, I mean, that this is completely inconsistent because now Reish Lakish is the one who is saying Potter, and Rabbi Yochanan one is saying Chayiv, in other words, the equivalent in terms of Asay. So why didn't we at least make it parallel the way we had originally quoted it? Says Rashi, look, we're not trying to make it work. He's telling us over, Rabbi Yaakov is telling us over what it is that he heard from his own Rabbein. And when he says Asbarlach, he meant, let me tell you over what I know about the sugya, from the way I was taught the sugya, and you have it all backwards. That's all he was saying. But it's not trying to find an equivalent. Like, I mean, I say that would be similar to what we had said, Lagabe the Lotasa. So that's not a problem. As far as I know, this is how I was taught, as the Machlokes. Is there an Aseh, Isser Aseh, and only an Aseh, Legabe Echaya? And the Machlokes is like this, Rabbi Yochanan and Omer Over Aseh, because it's saying over here, a list of animals, and this is only a Behema, but Chaya lo, these are the things that you can bring, Mina Behema, Mina Bakar, Mina Tzon. But if you try to bring Mina Chaya, then you're obviously not bringing Mina Behema, and therefore you're over on an Aseh. Even though it's a lava, but that is an assay. Rish Lakish Omer, no, it's not even a lava, he's in over Milo Kulum, because all the point of the Pusik is not talking about a heter, it's talking about the mitzvah. So it's saying that, look, you have a mitzvah of hakrova of such and such an animal. It's not telling you what you can be makrev, what you can't be makrev at all. So there's no mashma'ut here other than, well, you don't have a mitzvah to be makrev anything else. As far as whether it's osir, wasn't addressing whether it's osir. And therefore, we cannot be medayik that you're going to be over on something by bringing a chaya. Mosif Rav, continuing now to ask on Rish Lakish, Rav asks from a brisa. And the brisa says like this, Ilu Nema, had it said in the Pasuk Adam, Ki Akriv Michem, Korban La Hashem Behema, and would not have said, Mina Bakar U Mina Tzon. Okay, so I would have said, fine, Behema includes Chaya, Hayiti Omer Chaya, Bichlal Behema, and therefore I should be able to bring a deer on the Mizbeach also. I mean, after all, Kinyan Shneemar, Zot HaBehema Asher Tochelu, and then goes to explain the Behemot, Ayol V'Tzvi, now certainly an Ayol, as opposed to an Ayil, Ayol V'Tzvi, are types of animals, or Shor, Six, Avim V'Seizim, Ayol V'Tzvi, now those things are clearly Chayot, and nonetheless, this is what it is that we're using to be included in the word Behema. Therefore, the Torah has to make it clear that when we talk about a Behema, we mean literally Bakar Vatzon. That's why it says, Mina Bakar Minatzon. Talmud Lomar Mina Bakar Minatzon. Fine, Bakar Vatzon, and only Bakar Vatzon Amarti Lecha. V'lo Chaya. Yochol. Now, continues the Braita, you might think that the Pasuk is saying, Lo Yavi. Okay, this is not what you bring, what you must bring for a carbon. But if you want to bring it on your own, even though it's not a mitzvah, it would be kosher, but imavi kasher. Which is lemaisa, what it is that Rish Lakish seemed to be implying over here. And how would that work? It would be like, let's say, Talmid Shamalo Rabo Aveli Chitim. The Rav says to the Talmud, bring me wheat, and he brings wheat and also barley. So over there, you're going to say he's doing, going against the Ratzon of his master. He's not Ma'avir Al Dvorav, he's just adding Al Dvorav. He didn't tell him, don't bring me anything else. He said, bring me wheat. Maybe you want to bring me candy. It's nothing bad about the candy. It's the same thing over here. I'm telling you, this is what I want you to bring. And that is Bokar Vatzon. If you decide you want to bring something else, by all means, go bring something else too. That's up to you. That might be what you think. Talmud Lomar, therefore, it would be kosher. Talmud Lomar, therefore, it says, continues the Pasuk again. Im ola korbano min habakar. Then it goes on to say, ve'im min hatzon. Korbano min hakvesim o min ha'izim la'ola. So why stress it again? To tell you, no, I'm being very serious over here. I only want bokar vatzon amarti lecha v'lo chaya. So the second miyut is Gufa coming to tell me not only that there's a mitzvah to bring Bokar Vatzon, but to actually Aser Chaya. Halamazet domela tamit shamalo raibo, al tavili ela chitim. Instead, he brings chitim v'tzorim. Then that's not Mosif al Dvorav. That is actually being Ma'avir al Dvorav, because I don't want you to bring anything else. And indeed, it's possible. This clearly shows that Reish Lakish is wrong. Tiyufta to Reish Lakish tiyufta, because here it's obvious that there is an actual Isser, and not like Reish Lakish says that it's only that he's not doing the mitzvah, but he's doing something that could be on his own. The Torah is not telling you, I don't want it here. It says, Beferish, I do want it. Okay, next thing that we had in the Mishnah was that for Chulam, all of the Psulim, Shekiblu, the Dam, and they had a machshav as pigol of chutz l'zman or chutz l'mekomo. So he said, im yesh dam ha'nefesh, yachzor ha'kosher, yikabel, and you could start over and it's not a problem. Boy minei, reish lakish, mirabi yochanan. Someone who was possible, who was mekabel adam, and he was zorek the dam on the Mizbeach. So that, I mean, that's not what the Mishnah was talking about. The Mishnah was talking about that it was makabel. How about if he also did the Zrika, and he did the Zrika in the right place, and so on? So now the question is, having done it wrong, would that make the dam and nefesh that's left in the animal possible? Because now it's Shirayim. In other words, he did a Zrika, did an act of Zrika, and that Zrika would mean that it's possible Zrika, but nonetheless, you can't redo the Zrika. You can only redo things until the point where the animal was wrecked, or Carmen was wrecked. If a apostle brings the dam, maybe he wrecks it. So Maushi Yaseh Shirai, maybe he would make the dam and efesh that was left into the equivalent of Shiarei Adam, which a kosher Zrika would have done. And now you can't go back to be Makabal Dam, that's no longer kosher. Or perhaps the Zrika of apostle is Bechlal not considered to be meaningful, and it's as if he didn't do anything. And Mamela, if there's still dam and efesh, then you could even go back after Zrika, not only if Kulam Shekiblo. Amalei, Sir Rabbi Yochanan, said to Rish Lakish, I'm telling you the klal is that Ein, there's no such thing as a Zrika, Pesula, that would be Osa Shiraim, except for a Zrika with a Machsheves Chutzizman of a Chutzul Mekomo. Why? Because a Zrika from Machsheves Chutzizman of a Chutzul Mekomo is actually, in the anti-world of Pigol, the correct way to do the Zrika. I mean, that is a Zrika. Obviously, it's a Zrika for the wrong thing. It's a Zrika for Pigol. But it's Koveya, the Korban is being Pigol, and therefore, Holo Maratzela Pigulo, such a thing is Koveya the Pigol. So the same way, it would be Koveya, therefore, to be considered a Zrika Lagabi making the Dam into Shirayim. There'd be no way now that you could fix it up anymore. Rav Zvid Masin, Rav Zvid had the suffix of Rish Lakish a little bit differently, as follows. The Boimine Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Kos Pasul, the Dam, meaning not that the Kos was Pasul, the Dam was Pasul, for instance, let's say it was Yotze or something. So you have now a cup of Pasul Dam, and a Kohen goes ahead and does the Zrika, not the Psul, Kohen Kosher. So the question is, can a Kos Pasul, I mean a Kos Dam Pasul, be Osa Shirayim? That's the question. Not whether the Pasul himself is Osa Shirayim. Well, Malay, Sir Rabbi Yochanan, according to this version, answered Reish Lakish and said to him, look, the Pasul Guf, if an Pasul was Zorik the Dam, what do you hold would be the din? You're talking to me about a Kohen Kosher with Zorik Pasul Dam. But how about a Pasul Guf in my sphere, Lacham? What would you hold about this? Because I see from the fact that you only asked me about whether the Kos is Pasul, in terms of the Dam, that you've already made up your mind about what the din would be about the Adam Pasul, who was Zorik the Dam. If you hold that a Pasul create Shirai, so then why would a Kos Pasul not create Shirai? Kos Pasul not be Mashiv Shirai. If you hold that a Pasul cannot be Mashiv Shirai, then a Kos Pasul can also not be Mashiv Shirai, because the din of Shirayim would be the same. Either the Zrik has to be kosher Zrik or not. Reb Yirmiyahu Midif, he was Matnehach. Boy, mine Abaye Mirab. Question to that Abaye asked of Rabba. Echatas that a Kohen Kosher was Mekabel Adam, except that he was Mekabel in two separate kosot. He goes ahead and he uses now one of those kosot and he puts it on the Mizbeach. And the question is that since he was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Zrika from one of these kosot, so would that mean that the dam in the other kosot now, and he used this entirely, is that dochui or is it shirayim? If it's dochui, because I refuse to use that kosot, so I cannot use the remnants in the second kosot to do the shvicha of the shirayim to the yisod hamizbeach, I'd have to simply pour it out, and it would go into the yama, which flows out in the end of Nachal Kidron. Or does it not osa dichui? Instead, it makes it shirayim, and if it makes it shirayim, that'd be great, because then whatever is left is nishbach to the yisod. And Omar Lei, he said to him, it's a pluk of Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon the Rabbah. The Tanya, Lemala, look at the case of Lemala in the story of the Korbanos is a reference to the Sarnasi. So Lemala, hu emer, ve'et damo yishpoch al yisod hamizbeach, al yisod hamizbeach ha'olam. Lemata, in reference to the Sarnasi is a reference to the Chatas Yochid. Lamato Oimer Vet Kol Dama Ishbo Al Yisod HaMizbeach. Minayin Lechatat Shekibel Dama Be'arba Kosot. Say that you were Mekabel the Dam in four separate Kosot for Achat. And then you did one Matana. Remember, Achat has four actual Matanot. So you give one Matana from one Kosot. And one Matana from another Kosot. Using up all four Kosot for separate Matanot. And now the question is, Matana, of course, over here means Nitina, not throwing. And the din over here is Lagabe Shvicha Shiraim, that Shekulan Nishpachim Liyasot. How do I know that all of the Kosot would be called Shiraim? Talmud Lomar, therefore, it says Vet Kol Dama Yishpoch, meaning all of the various Kosot shall be poured out as Shiraim. Yochon Natan Arba Matanot because Echad, which is good for your question. How about if you Mekabel the Dam in four Kosot? But you took only one of the kosot to use. So you might think over there, you kulam nishpachim liyisod, and that's also included. And they're all called shiraim, talmud lomar, ve'damo. Here it says damo instead of kol damo. How do you explain that? Therefore, there's obviously a difference. The difference is that if you used each one of those kosot, then indeed the remaining dam is called shiraim. But if you used one of those kosot and not the others, then that was deicha the other dam, and then only the one that you took the matanis from is nishpach liyasod. Who nishpach liyasod? But hein, the other kosot are not nishpach liyasod, they're nishpachim la'ama, and they're thrown out because they're dechuyim. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon omer, minayin lechatat shekibel dama b'arba'a kosot, v'natan arba'a matanot mikos echad, that kulam are nishpachim liyasod, and this is why we said it's a machloket, and this is where Blaz bar Shimon holds a no, they're all considered to be shirayim, tamud omar v'et kol dama yishpach, even if you had used separate kosot, whatever is left, the kos is considered to be shirayim. So in other words, according to the answer, therefore, to your question is, according to the Chachamim, a kos is also chavero dichui. According to Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, it's also chavero shirai. I ask the Gemara now on what Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon said. How's he ignoring the other pasuk by the Seder Nasi where it says damo yishpoch and not kol damo? V'akti vet damo yishpoch. So how does he explain the fact that there's obviously two different cases? Omer Vashi, no, that's not coming to discuss kosot at all. Now who? That is talking about l'me'ute shiraim shibit zavara be'ima. We're over there. Any dam that was left in the tzavar that was dam on hafesh, that is not considered to be shiraim. That's considered for sure to be dichuim. And whatever dam you have from there, that goes flows out into the yama and the drain, and is not nishpach on the yisod at all, because that's not considered to be the dam for this lesina. Next thing we add in the Mishnah: kibel hakosher et adam v'natan lepasul yachzir lekasher, and so on and so forth. Kibel biyamino not natan lesmolo yachzir liyamino, kibel beklikodesh natan leklicho yachzir leklikodesh. That was the next piece. And all of these cases are separately needed. Surprisingly enough, says the Gemara Vitzricha. We need to know all of these cases. And it's, you can't just use one of them as an example. Why? Mishum, I'll tell you why. Yeah, Ashkecha, the case of the posel, where the Kohen Kasher gives it to a posel. Tzav Amina, when it says posel, it doesn't mean a posel, meaning like a czar. It means a tummy. That since over here, he does have some shaykhets to Avaida, because at least if it would be Avodat Tzibur, we could use him. So Mimele, there's a takana to give it back. Mashenken, in a case of Avod, if he was giving it over into his left hand, maybe that would destroy it, because a left hand is never Ro'il Avodat. So then you can't be mitaken. V'yashmina, let's say the Mishnah would have said the din of small. I would have said, okay, that's because the Yitle Hechsher Rabbi Yom HaKippurim, since the Kohen Gadol used to take the machata of the Gicholim in his right hand and the Kaf HaKteres in his left hand, so the Mela, there is, perhaps you could say that the Torah at least is matir small in one circumstance, as Masha'in Kain, the din of of klichol already, that's never kosher, and therefore you cannot be mitaken. Let's say it then would have said the case of klichol. It said, okay, klichol, that's because at least bishum dechazi lekachino. At any point, you could simply be mekadesh the kli and make it into a kli shoritz. Mashenka, in the other cases of the small or the posel, well, what are you going to do? Wave a magic wand over a small and make it right, or a posel and make it kosher? So there, maybe you can't be mitaken him alone. Therefore, we need both cases. Ask the Gemara, why, in fact, is it kosher? Why does it not become dechui? Because under those circumstances where it was in that matzav, you couldn't have done anything with it. So that should be doicha the dam, and therefore, what good is it to give it back? This Mishnah is going Oliba Chanana Mitzri. Hamani Chanana Mitzri, it's only because it's going like Chanana Mitzri doesn't hold to the concept of Dihui in this way that it's all of these cases work out that you can give it back and do it correctly. The Tanya, we see this in the Braita, and this was the case of the Tusirim of Yom Kippurim. And we're, normally we do, now they have to be paired, and we do the Goral, and then one of them, that was Eilal Hashem, is the one that's Nishkat, and it's Dam is Nechas Bifnim, and the other one is La'azazel. Now, the case is that if the Sa'ir, La'azazel, dies, then the Sa'ir, and the Zrikas Dam of the Sa'ir, of the one that's supposed to be Nishkat, is in kosher. So Chanana Mitzri says that even if the Sa'ir La'azazel dies, while the Dam of the Sa'ir is in the coast before Zrika, it's not Nidche. All you need to do is you bring now Mevi Chaveiro, you bring another Sa'ir, and you're Mezaveg that Sa'ir to this Dam of the Mishchat. So you say, okay, you are the new Sa'ir Lazazel, and then the Dam is kosher for the Matanais, because it's now together with a Sa'ir that takes place of the same Sa'ir. Now, you would think that this is like the worst possible Dichut, because as long as there was no Sa'ir Lazazel, that Dam was mamash unusable, and we should have to start from the beginning again. And yet, Chanana Mitzri says it doesn't matter, you can use that Dam that was already Nishchat, Mekabal, and just waiting for the Zrik until you found another Sa'ir Lazazel. So, okay, so obviously it doesn't hold Dichut. Another possibility is that Ravashi says the reason that there's no dichuim is not because we're going like Chanana Mitzri, but because kol shebiyado, anything that you could use your own ability to get it going again, is not considered to be dichuim. And since in all of these cases in the Mishnah, we're able to simply put it back to the way it was, so that's considered to be biyado. And if it's biyado to be mitaken, it's not dochui. Omer of Shaya, kavvati de Ravashi mistava. That's very reasonable. Because man shamed le de'it le dechuyin, Rabbi Yehuda. The one who argues on Chanana Mitzri, and definitely holds of dechuyin, is Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanan, as it says in the Mishnah, v'od amar, Rabbi Yehuda, if nishpach ha-dam, let's say the dam of the Sa'ir that was nishkat, before the Zrika is Nishpa, so then the Mishtaleach also has to die. And you cannot use it as a Sar Mishtaleach because it's only kosher as the Mishtaleach after the Zrika of the Dam of the Nishchat. And since it was Nitch at that point, so it can no longer be Mishtaleach ever. You have to start all over again. You take two new animals, you make a new Goral, one of them becomes the Azazel, one of them becomes the Lashem, and so on. Also, Meit HaMishtaleach, then if the Dam was already Mekubal, throw it out. Nishafech HaDam, you have to start over again. Vishamina Lady Omar, and yet we know that that same Rabbi Yehuda, who is the one who argues on Chanana Mitzri and holds of Dihui, Rabbi Yehuda himself is the one who says, Kol Shebiyado, no Avi Dihui. As long as you have it in your hands to be Metakein, it's not called Dihui. To Tanya, because we see in a Braita, and this is talking about over here, a Korban Pesach, where we talked about the case there is that all of the korbanos of the Korban Pesach, the dam of the korbanos, lemaisa, fills up the azara. So that, and that's true. There's a lot of dam that's coming from the tzavar after we've been doing the kabbalah and so on. And they used to close up the outlet of the dam, which was into the oma, for the purposes of Korban Pesach, and they allowed the azara to fill up with blood. And the din is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you take one cup from the mixture of the blood of, that's all over the Beis HaMikdash, and you put it onto the Mizbeach, and it's kosher. In case the dam had poured out of the cup, and the coin had lost the grip on the cup, so now a little bit of that dam got on the Mizbeach, and that's enough. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kos Echad Hayamim Alei Midamat HaArovet, that they would fill up one cup from the mixture of all of the Psachim, dam that was on the ground, Vizorka Zrika Achat, and you put it Kenegad HaYisod, and that is sufficient to be a Machshir, like a Korban Pesach, and that's kosher. Because he's worried that maybe the Kohen had poured out some of the dam before it got to the Zrika. He lost his grip and it fell to the ground. And the din is, of course, that once it was in the kos, then it doesn't become pasul. And now, in this Zrika, there's going to be at least a molecule of that dam, and that's sufficient to be mekayim the mitzvah Zrika on that particular Korban Pesach, even though while it was on the Rizpah, it certainly is pasul for Zrika. But Shema min HaKosher b'yado, the same Rabbi Yehuda, who argued on Chanan HaMitzri, and says that there's a din of dichui nonetheless, since it's b'yado to take the dam, so I consider it to be dichui, Shema min HaKosher. And that proves we don't have to say we're going here dafka li b'Chanan HaMitzri. Once we read this, let's take a look in the Braita about a goof. Tanya Reb Yehuda Omer, Kos Echad HaYamim Alei Midamat HaRavot, just in case im yishafech echad mehem, that way we know that in the end the dam will get to the Mizbeach and nim zishu machshir. That one zrika will be machshir all of the Korbanot Pesach whose dam had been lost in the shuffle. Yeah, says the Chachamim to Rabbi Yehuda, Amrulo, Rabbi Yehuda, Ve'alo, the dam of this carbon, it was Nishbach. Maybe it was Lonit Kabil Bekli. It went directly from the Tzavar Be'ma. It wasn't in the coast at all. What do you mean, says the Gemara? Why would we say that? Why are they saying that the dam wasn't in a Kli? Meaning, doesn't mean definitely wasn't. It means Ela Shema, maybe it was fallen directly from the Tzavar. Ve'lonit Kabil Bekli. To which Rabbi Yehuda answered, Amar Lahem, let me tell you something. This doesn't bother me at all, because I'm talking about taking dam that was mekubal b'kli. I wasn't trying to be machshir dam that was never in the kli. I'm talking about what is nitkabel b'kli. It says the Gemara, but I understand. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? They're asking him, maybe it wasn't. How does he know that, that it was in the kli? How would he know whether the dam was in the kli? So how could we be matir the sveikas here? No, because Rabbi Yehuda is saying, look, the chazok is the konim as rizini, and all of them know exactly what they're doing. And they work very, very fast. I mean, we have a million korbanos over here. So memela, they certainly were makabel. But since they do it so quickly, v'avdi and haya, they work very, very quickly. And remember, the whole way that it was done was like an assembly line where one hands to the next one, hands off to the next one. So because of that, mishtabchim, sometimes because of the tremendous resistance over here, in the process of the handover, some dam will fall. So memela, we don't have to be chayish that it's possible that it was never mekubal b'kli. But what we do have to be chayish for is that it fell out of the kli. Ask the Chachamim to Rabbi Yehuda, well, what about halo dama tamtzit? But the blood that continued to drip from the tzavar, which is not dama nefesh, and that's pasul for zrika, and that's all mixed with it, mu'urav bo. So how could you use that dam? Well, this is Rabbi Yehuda the timing. Rabbi Yehuda holds that dama tamtzit is called dama, yuchayev karet. The Tanya dama tamtzit, according to Chachamim, is ba'azarat, on isur lav. It's not included in the onish curse on dam. And Rabbi Yehuda, and this is Rabbi Lashitasar, he says, no, Dama Tamtis is Bekoret. So according to him, it's no problem. Even if Dama Tamtis is mixed in it, it's kosher dam. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute. Rabbi Elazar explained that even though he holds Dama Tamtis is Chiv Koret, but Moda Rabbi Yehuda, that Lini Kapor, it's not Mechaper, you can't use the Zrik of Dama Tamtis, because it says Beferish and Emerke Adamu Benefesh Kapor. That is not arguing, it's only Dam Shanefesh Yotzeba is Kori Dam for Kapor. But Shaina Nefesh Yotzeba in Koreidam, and even a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda. Who cares whether you have Koreid? That's not the point here. You're right, sorry. What Rabbi Yehuda answered, there's another answer. Rabbi Yehuda is Lataime, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the halacha is the Omar, Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. He holds that Bechlal, it's not Shaykh for Dam to be Mevatel Dam. And therefore, who cares if there's dam atamsit that's mixed in with it? The fact is there's some molecules of the dam that fell, that's mixed across the floor, and when those get onto the Mizbeach, it'll be makshir the korban. tomorrow we'll get into the question of if Lamaisa Chachamim do not hold that we pour this dam, well, what the heck did they make such a mess by plugging up the Azara and letting it fill up with dam? That is to be seen.